This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president does another about-face in the trade war with U.S. neighbors. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
President Donald Trump is taking a step back on tariffs.
It's just a modification, short-term.
Announcing a temporary pause on import taxes for goods listed in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal, brokered during his first term. In response, Canada announced a pause to its retaliatory tariffs. But Doug Ford, premier of the province of Ontario, is skeptical.
He said that before, and he switched his mind.
Futures markets higher after yesterday's big stock sell-off triggered by the shift in tariff policies. The Trump administration is moving ahead with federal job cuts with a new directive from the president who says he wants a more precise approach.
I want the cabinet members to keep good people. I don't want to see a big cut where a lot of good people are cut.
In a meeting yesterday, he told agency leaders they are the ones who call the shots on cuts, and Elon Musk is only there to make recommendations. The Pentagon's flagged tens of thousands of images and online posts for elimination because of what it considers DEI content. CBS's Christopher Cruz from Washington.
So far, 26,000 images have been flagged, and most of them have already been deleted. The number of targeted photos and posts could eventually be four times higher. The AP says the images are mostly of women and minorities.
President Trump hosts a crypto summit today. Correspondent Linda Kenyon with the details.
The White House's first ever AI and crypto czar, David Sacks, says the president will outline plans for a strategic crypto reserve, which will be comprised of cryptocurrencies including Ethereum, Solana, and Bitcoin.
Some old ammo is causing chaos on the rails in France.
High-speed trains from Paris to London, Brussels, Germany, and the Netherlands are all cancelled this morning after rail construction workers discovered an unexploded World War II bomb near the tracks. Commuter trains and the airport link through the northern suburb of Saint-Denis, where the bomb was found, are also off. The bomb squad is on site, but it's unclear how long the delays will last. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
South Carolina is set to carry out the nation's first execution by firing squad in 15 years. Brad Sigmund, scheduled to be put to death tonight for beating his girlfriend's parents to death with a baseball bat. GW law professor John Bonsoff says it was Sigmund's preference.
The firing squad has been held unconstitutional in South Carolina, but it's okay now because he has a choice. Barbaric and ironic.
S&P futures are up 18. Dow futures ahead 74. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 15-year-old Racine County boy accused of killing his mother has been charged as an adult. Reed Galinsky is charged with first-degree intentional homicide after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. According to prosecutors, the teen was inspired by a documentary about the Menendez brothers and admitted to hitting his mother with a dumbbell before stabbing her. Galinsky appeared in court yesterday with bond set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyEye.com. The Racine Fire Department faced a challenging 24-hour period this week. The first of three structure fires was called in Wednesday night, each fire with a different cause and no injuries. The first incident, a kitchen fire on Mount Pleasant Street, resulted in $67,000 worth of damages and claimed the life of a pet. The second fire on Washington Avenue was apparently caused by careless cigarette disposal. The final fire yesterday afternoon on Grand Avenue was caused by an electrical component failure. Again, no injuries to residents or firefighters reported in any of those incidents. Sitting with Stiles still isn't happening. First District Congressman Brian Stiles says he's staying accessible to constituents, but gave no indication of scheduling another in-person town hall. In communication with the Janesville Gazette, Stiles said he didn't have anything upcoming, but did point to in-person town halls held in January. The lack of interaction comes after GOP leadership allegedly advised members against holding in-person events. Watch out in Walworth County today. The State Patrol is out with a special enforcement working with local police. They'll be looking for speeding and reckless driving. The operation uses crash data to determine where the enforcement effort is enhanced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Not long ago, I was in this tiny town in Georgia, me and my friend Vic, and we were looking for something to do, and we kept asking the local people. He's like, we got 8 hours off. Is there anything fun to do? And they just, all of them responded with, well, you can zip line to another state for $55. And I asked the one guy, just because I wanted to see if he would know, I go, what state would I end up in if I chose to do it? And he literally answered me with a question. He goes, Alabama? Yes, that is the state on the other side of you. Jeez, even I know that. And I don't even live here. And I think that's what you should do with your criminals in Georgia. You should zipline them in the middle of the night to Alabama. You give them an iPhone and $100 and say, look, if we see you again in Georgia, pow, pow, bang, bang, no jokey, jokey.
It's Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally, 610, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Don't panic. Some snow today, maybe an inch, but I don't think it's going to be an inch on the sidewalk. I think it's an inch on your grass. That's what I think. Anyway, highs near 35 today, partly cloudy tonight, lows 24. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday, 44 on Saturday, 49 on Sunday. Love it. Cloudy, 32 degrees right now at Radio Park. A 43-year-old guy here in Wisconsin once rented a billboard to find himself a wife, so a local news station did a fun interview with him. But the final detail in their story probably hurt his chances of finding a new wife. They noted that someone filed a restraining order against him the year before. So, yeah, that might put the kibosh. Finding a wife. Ah, yes, this was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin. They gave her a song, Little Eva, The Locomotion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
I told you was true before the song. She was the babysitter for Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and they wrote the song and they gave her a shot at it. She had a hit record, The Locomotion, Little Eva. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, most of us feel a lot younger in our minds than we really are. A study found we tend to think and feel we're about 20% younger than we really are. So if you're 30 years old, it means you probably think you're about 24 in your mind. If you're in your 50s, you probably feel like you're in your late 30s in your mind. With me, my body feels exactly as my age tells me.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Inside, outside, you
send it all for Yanson.
Inside, outside, you
sit on your beach all day.
Inside,
California. The Beach Boys surfing USA. Only one Beach Boy was a surfer, by the way. Dennis Wilson. The rest never rode a surfboard. They held one on an album cover, but they never rode it. 6:16, local news, Tamla's hit to WRGN. Maybe some snow today, maybe an inch. Highs near 35, partly cloudy tonight, lows 24, sunny Saturday and sunny Sunday. So 44 the high on Saturday, 49 on Sunday. It's cloudy, 32 degrees right now at Radio Park. Feels nice out there. There's no wind, just beautiful morning. So this woman in Washington State hit the Powerball. She came forward to collect. Turns out she works for Boeing, the aircraft manufacturer, and bought a ticket because the jackpot was $747 million. That's right, 747. So she decided to take a shot at it and won the jackpot. I'm waiting for the jackpot to be $1,400 million. When it's that, I think I'll buy a ticket.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg. The writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is Pure Irish Luck, introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Always remember that you can have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one with care in their home or the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died.
Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
King of the Drifters, 624 local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Could you think this fast? I don't know if I could. A guy in Oregon got snowed in on a remote road, had no cell service to call for help, but he did have a drone. And how clever is this? He attached a phone to the drone, typed out a text message to his friend, and flew the drone high enough so it got cell service. Then the text message finally went through, and he got rescued. I don't know if I'd have the, first of all, you have to have a drone, but would I have the wherewithal to figure that out? I don't think so. I think I'm the guy who would have been stranded on that road for decades. I don't think they would have ever found me. Maybe some snow today, maybe an inch. Highs near 35, partly cloudy tonight, sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high over the weekend in the 40s. Here's Jerry.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. Tonight's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. Thank you.
some shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know the crying. May be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no.
I think he just passed away last year, the year before. Jerry Marsden, Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. They even made a movie. Back when the Beatles made A Hard Day's Night, the Dave Clark Five made Having a Wild Weekend, Jerry and the Pacemakers made a movie called Ferry Across the Mersey. I have never seen it. It's not available on, I couldn't find it on DVD or Blu-ray. I don't think it's ever been out. But, and TCM has never run it. So, but the movie's out there. United Artists, big company, released it. And they released the DC-5 movie and also all the Beatles movies. But they released that one, but I don't know. Kind of disappeared. 628, local news, timeless hits, and a new poll is out. This is brand new. They found 72% of Americans don't feel like they have enough privacy in public bathroom stalls because someone could peek in through those gaps in the door at any moment. 53% of people say we should eliminate those gaps in bathroom stall doors. 45% also prefer it when the door goes all the way to the ground. Here are two more things people in the survey asked for. 86% which bathrooms in high traffic areas had a display outside that showed how many stalls were open. Kind of like parking garages do, I guess, huh? 47% would also like timers to the top of each stall. Put timers on this. You can see how long someone's been in there and then shame them for it. Now, don't laugh. There are public restrooms in China that already have those stall timers installed. Just a matter of time before they come to America. It's 6:30. Let's check news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha fire crews worked into the early morning fighting a fire at an empty building. Online records show the facility on fire on 13th Court near 45th used to be a Kenosha beef plant. Large flames were seen at the onset. We're working on learning more about what happened. An inmate from Racine serving time at Waupun for an armed robbery has died. The death of 23-year-old Damian Evans marks the seventh fatality at the prison since June of 2023. The cause of Evans' death remains unknown. Previous inmate deaths at the state's oldest prison have been linked to suicide, fentanyl overdose, stroke, and malnutrition. The former warden and eight staff members have been charged with misconduct and felony inmate abuse. The senator from Vermont and the congressman repping central Wisconsin will be in Kenosha today. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is holding an event tonight at UW Parkside, part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District is also speaking. This and other similar events are being held in areas where Republicans won in 2024. The rally gets going at Parkside at around 6. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, a simple phrase like Parmesan or Havarti
really can't describe the depth of flavors that judges experienced at the U.S. Champion Cheese event. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That's right, the U.S. Champion Cheese event wrapped up yesterday afternoon at the Resch Expo Center in Green Bay with the announcement of a cheese from Connecticut taking the top spot. Arethusa Farm Dairy in Bantam, Connecticut was the overall champion with their Arethusa Europa. But Wisconsin cheesemakers did very well also, capturing almost 50% of the top 20 champions. One winning cheesemaker was in Lake Country Dairy, Schumann Cheese at Turtle Lake. Mike Dudas is their director of procurement and describes their Parmesan that captured one of the top spots.
So in this particular one, there were some, it started with some grassy notes and just a touch barney almost, but in a good way, you know, that you could taste that coming through initially. And then the cheese typically gets a really deep caramel sweet note to it. Still distinctly Parmesan, and it rounds out a little bit nutty. So it's really nice.
Mike Dudas from Lake Country Dairy and Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake describing one of their champions, their Parmesan. Lake Country Dairy Schumann Cheese brought home three of the top 20 champions positions. Klondike Cheese from Monroe had two top 20. Belgioso Cheese of Denmark, Henning Cheese of Kiel, and Carr Valley Cheese with their locations in Linden and Mauston also rounded out the top nine champions from Wisconsin.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
That's a look at food news on a Friday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a little light snow off and on at times later this morning through about mid-afternoon. Our high today, 36. Tonight, clear 25. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 43. We're back to near 50 with sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
I still miss my family back home. I got the grandmother that gives cheap gifts every year. Every time holidays rolls around, she gives socks, underwear, miniature baubles, things like that. That's damn near free, but she gives it to you as a gift, right? So last year, she gave all the grandkids gift cards, which is new. She wrapped them up in an envelope so we wouldn't see the amount. She just told us, hey, this is what store it's to. So my gift card was to Best Buy. I go to Best Buy, Black Friday, do some shopping. I'm waiting in line for 2 hours. I open up the envelope. It's a $5 gift card to Best Buy. $5. Can you believe that? I couldn't even buy batteries with that gift card, man. I'm standing in Best Buy on Black Friday getting Skittles. Thanks, Grandma.
away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
All right, there you go, Mary Wells, My Guy. 6:37, make it 6:38 now. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. In the forecast today, they say snow, maybe an inch. Now, I think we're talking about an inch on your grass. I don't think on the sidewalk, because the high is going to be 35. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 24. Saturday and Sunday, sunshine. Highs 44 tomorrow, 49 on Sunday. Right now, it's cloudy and 32 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, looking for a new job? All right, got one for you here, but you got to be willing to move to another country. Loch Ness is hiring. You can be a skipper who drives people around in a boat looking for, you guessed it, the Loch Ness Monster. But it is a real job, by the way. I don't know. Sounds like fun to me. Nana, hey, hey, kiss him goodbye. Here's Steam. Kiss him goodbye. I always hate when they, I think it's so cruel when a pitcher gets taken out of a ball game because he's not pitching well, and they always play that over the PA system. I don't know. I think that's just nasty and cruel. Hey, if you only judge people based on their Facebook posts, you probably think everyone was a narcissistic psycho or something, right? Well, this should be interesting. AI can now read people's social media posts and tell you if they really are. Whoa! I don't want them checking my posts. You never know, right? We're looking for some snow today. Maybe an inch, they say. Highs near 35. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 24. Sunny on Saturday. Sunny on Sunday. Highs 44 Saturday. 49 Sunday. Cloudy 32 at Radio Park. Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Public Library coming in at 7:05 right here. Local news. Tamla sits WRJN with the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN at 6:45. We've got Brett Hoffman coming in this morning at 7:35. We'll talk movies. 8:50 this morning, we're talking sports with Mike Clemens. And I mentioned Autumn Lattimore from the Racine Public Library, Friends of the Library, coming in to discuss some upcoming events at 7:05 this morning. The World Health Organization wants concert venues to keep the music at 100 decibels or less to protect people's hearing. They also think they should have quiet zones for people who want to get away from all the noise. My wife and I, several years ago, went to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Now, you know them for that beautiful Christmas song, Christmas in Sarajevo, we play. What's the other song they do? They do another beautiful Christmas song. I can't think of the name of it, but really, everybody always requests it every year. It's a beautiful orchestral Christmas song. Well, that's what I thought the concert we were in for was, just beautiful orchestral music. It was loud chainsaw rock and roll. There were fireballs flying in the sky. It was so loud, for the next 2 days, my ears were actually throbbing. That's how loud it was. Now, they did have an orchestra on stage, and they did play that. I can't remember the song, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They did play those two beautiful Christmas songs. The rest was chainsaw rock and roll. Like, I should have suspected something when we saw the crowd coming in. They didn't look like the orchestral crowd. They looked like the loud rock and roll kind of people. And here we sat, and my ears were throbbing. I have no idea how loud it was, but it hurt. 6:47, local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Hey, you hungry?
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. EZ Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, EZ Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. EZ Mobility.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body sway. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Ceiling
if you want me.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe.
If the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe.
You know, I went to the supply cabinet to get a new roll of Scotch tape. and they're all in boxes except one. It was laying out there, you know, out of a box. I said, I'll take that one. I know why it's out of a box, because somebody tried to start it. They couldn't find the beginning of the roll, and I'm having the dickens of a time trying to do it. So now I know why they left it there, for people like me to go crazy. All right, you having breakfast this morning, or are you having dinner this morning? Well, 31% of people said they'd give up dinner to have a second breakfast, but 25% said the opposite. They'd give up breakfast to have a second dinner. With me, I love breakfast because I cook the best breakfast out there. I can cook anything for breakfast, and I love doing it. So if it was up to me, I'd have three breakfasts a day. I just love it. Hey, it's 6:53, local news, timeless hits. Only here at 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, and 1400 AM everywhere.
She ain't got no money, her clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, I love Rose, where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
Sits at WRJN 6:55. Salvatore Dali, you know, the famous artist, he had a neat trick for getting out of paying for drinks and meals for large groups of friends. Here's what he'd do. He'd offer to pay by check, which he did. Then he'd do drawings on the back of the checks, making them works of art so nobody would cash them. That's kind of a neat trick, isn't it? I love it.
There ain't no good.
seasons, let's hang on to what we've got. Hey, it's just about 7 o'clock at WRJN. Has your kid ever used your credit or debit card without asking? Well, 6% of parents say their kid has secretly taken their credit card or debit card at least once without asking. And they're not buying bubblegum with it either. The average amount spent on those stolen credit cards from your kids, $500. Where are your credit cards if these kids are getting them? Where do you keep them? If you keep them in your wallet, I mean, unless they're sneaking in the middle of the night while your wallet's on the dresser or your purse is out there, how are they getting those credit cards? 7 o'clock on the noggin right now. Let's do it.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Music and Ocean.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump has ordered another pause on 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico, but he insists there will not be another.
I said, look, I'm going to do it, but that's it. Don't come back to me after the 2nd, April 2nd. I don't want to hear from you after April 2nd. We're not going to be doing it.
Canadian officials say they're being unfairly punished. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Toronto, where he's spoken with Premier Doug Ford.
If he doesn't drop them for good, Ford says Ontario, which transmits electricity to the United States, will put a 25% tariff on power sent to Minnesota, Michigan, and New York starting Monday.
China's foreign minister vowing to retaliate against what it calls the U.S. arbitrary 20% tariffs. It accuses Washington of meeting good with evil. Wang Yi, through an interpreter.
No country should fantasize that it can suppress China and maintain good relations.